I'm Colin Singer, immigration lawyer and managing partner of immigration.ca.
Canada Immigration News Articles, December 2016. How Canada's federal government succeeded on immigration policy. Canada's federal government must continue to carefully shape its argument for increased immigration in economic terms and avoid succumbing to the rise of protectionist policies seemingly sweeping the world. In this new era of President-elect Donald Trump and Britain exiting the European Union, Justin Trudeau's government needs to exercise sound judgment to ensure Canada keeps its spot as a liberal world leader. This is why maintaining the number of new permanent residents for 2017 at 300,000, reported by many as an underwhelming move, was actually a strategic maneuver by Immigration Minister John McCallum. In doing so, he established 300,000 as the new base level for Canadian immigration, a number only set for 2016 because of the plan to welcome thousands of Syrian refugees. The number of refugees will drop for 2017, but the overall numbers will not, and the shortfall will be made up mainly by economic immigrants. The way in which the immigration numbers were reported in the mainstream media will have been exactly what McCallum wanted. Canada's major outlets were critical of the government for not increasing numbers. With right-lurching conservatives trying to jump on the Trump bandwagon with anti-immigration rhetoric, it is difficult to see this group gain much traction when the Liberal government is already being criticized for not bringing in sufficient numbers of newcomers. By keeping the number of new immigrants at 300,000 for 2017, the same as 2016, the federal government is establishing a benchmark level for the coming years. It could not jump in and significantly increase the number of newcomers without upsetting a large proportion of the electorate. Instead, it will add numbers, but in a strategic and measured way. It is important to note that while the upper target for 2016 immigration is 305,000, the government is expected to exceed that figure after welcoming 320,000 newcomers in the year-end to July. The upper target for 2017 is 320,000, but if 2016 is anything to go by, the government views these figures as guidance rather than imposing any strict limit. The numbers will significantly rise in the coming years, but the government knows the increase has to be carefully managed to appease all stakeholders. Businesses initially criticized the plan because they were expecting a significant increase in numbers. Just before the announcement, a key government advisory panel called for the annual number to rise to 450,000. Had the immigration minister followed this advice, he would have only strengthened the argument of the far right against the backdrop of the recent Trump victory in the United States. The Liberals have managed to achieve a significant increase in numbers, while the headlines have suggested otherwise. This represents something of an immigration policy coup.